I'm a registered dietitian, and I have a specialty in sports nutrition, and I deal with athletes trying to keep their joints healthy every day, as well as the rest of us that maybe aren't quite athletes. So today I've created a top 10 list for us in the short 10 minutes I'm going to speak, and hopefully you will enjoy it and also learn something about how you can keep your joints healthy. The number one thing you can do, and this is probably the biggest and most impacting thing that you can do, is we call it get the skinny, and that is watch your weight. This is no surprise, probably to most of us, and as I heard Dr. Christie open and talk about how much joint replacements have increased in popularity, it was no surprise. I bet if we look at the increase in rate of joint replacement, you would find it's highly correlated with the rise in obesity in our country, unfortunately. So right now in America, about 66% of us are overweight, and about 33% of us are obese. Obviously, the amount of pressure on your joints is the largest, most modifiable factor for preventing arthritis. If you don't already know this, hopefully you will remember this one fact. Every extra pound of weight you have is 4 pounds of pressure on the knee joint. It's also what's pressure on your hips, on your spine, on your ankles, all your weight-bearing joints. So extra weight has enormous impact on your joints and the health of them. One of the activities I do with my athletes is I give them a weighted vest or even just bags of flour, and I have them do some of their training exercises that they normally do every day. And I use that to show them just how much they may not realize that extra weight is really slowing them down, affecting them, and making what they do, all their daily activities, that much harder. So definitely, we can control our weight. It's not easy. I'm the first one to say that. But extra weight, not just the impact on the joints, but the extra fat that we carry also increases inflammation. Inflammation, and about the first 4 of the top 10 you're going to see are going to deal with inflammation, is really what we're targeting when we're trying to talk about healthy joints. And nutrition has one of the biggest impacts on inflammation in your body. So this is an enormous area for joint health. Let's go to number 2. This is Puffa LA and some other fat guys. Some of you may not know what that is. We're going to be talking specifically about omega-6. So omega-6 is a type of fatty acid. We get it in our diet, and some of us get more than we should. In fact, most of us in America get 15 to 30 times the amount of omega-6 we need. One of the reasons that is because it's found in most all of our snack foods. It's no secret that we have an abundance of soybean here, and so soybean is one of the top oils you're going to find placed on any shelf in any snack food. One reason that is because you've heard the big buzz about trying to get away from trans fat. You've seen that on the label. It has no trans fatty acids, and most of us are aware we need to stay away from those. The message we aren't getting is that we need to stay away from the omega-6 as well. Even though they're not fats that may necessarily clog our arteries, they do raise the risk of inflammation in our body. And that's equally as important when we're trying to prevent cardiovascular disease or arthritis. So limiting the amount of omega-6 in our diet is very, very important. Avoiding processed foods and limiting animals, as you'll see again here in the future. Let's move to number 3. Number 3 is go fish. We're going to talk about the cousin of omega-6, which is omega-3. So the goal is to get the omega-3 in our diet. However, most of us do not do that. The reason why is omega-3 is really found in a limited amount of food. A lot of people would like to tell you that you can get omega-3 in plant-based sources like nuts, or soy, or flaxseed. You've probably heard that. Research does not show the health benefits from the plant-based sources. Research only shows that the benefits come from the animal-based sources. So the only way you really get omega-3, which once again is an essential fatty acid, that means you have to eat it. It doesn't, your body must have it, and you have to get it in your food. Where we get it is from fatty fish. So salmon, herring, mackerel, sardines, albacore tuna, which is not the same as yellowfin, which is what most of us eat. Most of us don't get that every week. You need at least 5.5 ounces every week to meet the amount of essential fatty acid that you need. If you do not get this fatty acid, you tend to have excess inflammation in your body, which contributes to numerous autoimmune diseases, as well as small things like histamine reactions, maybe from sinuses here in Middle Tennessee. So omega-3 is linked to a lot of important functions, but definitely joint health. So one of the things you can do to keep your joints healthy and keep the inflammation down in your body is to make sure that you're including omega-3 in adequate amounts in your diet. What's most important is the ratio of omega-3 to omega-6. So if you are going to eat a lot of foods with the omega-6 that we just mentioned, then you're going to have to increase the amount of omega-3 that you get in your diet. Since most of us may not eat that much of the fatty fish every week, this is a supplement that has been found to be safe and effective. You do need to talk with your doctor about it if you take it, because it can be a blood thinner. So don't just go out and take it. But do talk to your doctor about it and make sure that you're getting omega-3 in your diet in some form or fashion. Number four, it's the sugar. This is no surprise. For most of us, we hear that sugar is probably not too healthy for us, but we may not have linked it to our joint health. Sugar also is a big contributor to inflammation. So once again, we're trying to really target inflammation to keep our joints healthy. It's also no surprise that a majority of diabetics have arthritis, especially if their blood sugars are uncontrolled. So controlling our blood sugar, which may include avoiding sugar and refined wheat products, would help us avoid inflammation in our body and help us with our joint health. Also, since excess sugar consumption is linked to obesity, it's another reason that we really need to skip the sugar to keep our joints healthy. I think some of us are confused when we hear about whole grains. I've made a list there on the slide of the various whole grains and what they are, and I hope that you will look at them and enjoy more of those. So some people are surprised to find that not on that list is regular pasta, regular rice. Those types of foods are linked to the refined sugars that do cause inflammation, so they should be limited as well. Number five, follow the rainbow. So the variety is just as important as the amount of produce that we get in our diet. And this is more recent research. So we used to put a lot of emphasis on get your fruits and veggies and make sure you're getting enough. But now the literature is really promoting that we emphasize variety is equally or more important for reducing inflammation and lowering disease. So make sure when you look at your plate, you're seeing all different colors. Make sure within a week that you've eaten every color you can think of. Foods come in all colors, and we need to include them in our diet. That ensures that we're getting the antioxidants that help combat all of the negative things in our body that cause inflammation. Specifically, some of the antioxidants that we need to counteract inflammation in our body, you can see listed, the vitamin C, A, E, B6, B12, selenium. Also really important if you're an athlete that you're ensuring that you're getting ample zinc and iron for your joint health. And another really good way to make sure you're getting the amount of produce that you need is using the plate method. The new dietary guidelines were just released a couple weeks ago, and one of the methods that they're promoting is using the plate method, which says that half of every meal should be fruits or vegetables. So if you look at your plate, 50% of it should be covered with produce. One quarter of it can be starch if you want to have it. and 1/4 of it can be lean protein. Eating your foods in this ratio not only will help ensure that you get the vitamins and minerals that you need from your food that will help keep your joints healthy, it also will assist in weight management. This is one natural and easy way that we can take hold of what we're eating and optimize our health. Number 6, get drunk. Water, that is. Okay, making sure you guys were awake there. Dehydration also raises the risk of damage to our joints. For one, it induces fatigue. It doesn't allow nutrients to reach the joint to help nourish it. And if you don't have adequate water, it also doesn't allow uric acid to be removed from your joints. And you may or may not know uric acid is associated with gout. And we'll talk more about that here in a moment. So drinking adequate fluid is very important for keeping your joints healthy. I see a lot of us have chosen water here today, and I think that's an incredible thing that you're doing to keep your joints healthy. Number 7, spice up your life. This is something we've been seeing in the news more and more, and that's that including certain spices in your diet can help reduce the amount of inflammation in your body. The great thing is you really don't have to have that much, and most of it's considered safe. The three biggest that research has supported positively is cumin, cinnamon, and ginger. You can simply include ginger in a glass of tea with water and steep it. You can certainly add cinnamon to your cereal in the morning or on a piece of toast if you're having that for your 1/4 starch. In cumin, you can certainly cook with your meat in the evening time. So including these spices would be an easy way that you can help keep your joints healthy and reduce the amount of inflammation in your body. Number 8, a little less lead, please. This has to do with eating foods with lead. I venture to guess most of us eat food with lead. I do not. I am a firm believer, and I just don't like food that has lead, but I'm also a firm believer in the benefits of vegetarianism. Research also supports that for your health and from an inflammation standpoint. Meat is high in oxidants, which can promote inflammation in your body. It's also, all meat products have purines, which can contribute to excess uric acid in your body if you eat it in excess. So limiting the amount of animal meat that you get in your diet certainly is going to help promote your joint health. You've probably heard this with all the talk about the Mediterranean diet that's really popular. And of course, it limits animal meat, specifically animals with legs, and promotes more of the proteins that come from lean sources, like your beans, your plant-based sources, or your fish. As well, meat products, when you eat them and they're broken down and metabolized, they produce acid. And increased acid in your bloodstream also leads to bone loss and muscle wasting. You're going to hear a lot more about acid-based balance in your food in the years to come. That's going to be a hot topic. So too much protein can contribute to unhealthy joints. The amount of protein that you need in your diet is probably a lot less than you're likely getting, as most of us consume 2 to 3 times the amount we should. A deck of cards is about 3 ounces. Most of us need about 4 to 6 ounces total in a day. And of course, you need more the larger you are, or if you're a male. So a deck of cards is a good way to measure your protein. And having 1 to 2 maximum a day of just that would help you cut down on your lean, on your animal protein, and keep your joints healthy. Number 9, horsing around. The reason the slide is called that is because glucosamine was first discovered as its effectiveness in horses, and they trialed it in humans and found some success. There's a lot of supplements out there, and many of us reach for them, and research says we especially reach for them as we get older. We're looking for that magic pill that's going to give us what perhaps we've lost or help prevent what we're scared of, and they're easy. We would rather allot money towards a pill that we think would make a difference than investing it in other things that are proven effective, like losing weight, changing what we eat, or exercising more. So probably a lot of us in here have heard different things from our neighbor or from our friends or on the news that help with joint health. Many of them are not founded, unfortunately. If they are at least proven safe, you can try it if it has a placebo effect, to go for it. I know my grandparents personally have magic raisins that some doctor on the radio show turned them on to, and they take 5 magic raisins a day and they swear by it. That's wonderful. 5 raisins a day is not going to hurt them. I tell them to keep taking them if they think it helps. However, the majority of the supplements out there do not help. Glucosamine may or may not help some individuals. It is proven safe if you want to try it, and there are some guidelines on there to help you. And the number 10 thing that we can do to keep our joints healthy nutritionally is to move it or lose it. And not exercise, although that was spoken about before I got up here, but of course including the 3 low-fat dairy servings a day. You may notice on my slide there's a little devil on the slide, and that's because dairy's gotten such a notorious rap, if you will, the past several years. And there's a lot of controversy with dairy, especially with arthritis and inflammation. However, research supports that it's a healthy part of our diet, that it's not linked to increased arthritis or inflammation unless you have a true allergy, and that we should include it in our diet. Most every dairy product you find in the United States is fortified with vitamin D. When I moved to the South, one of the common things I heard was, I drink vitamin D milk, and I thought, great, that's all milk. What are they talking about? And I found that in the South we call vitamin D milk whole milk. But all milk has vitamin D. Almost every dairy product in the United States has vitamin D. It does not naturally occur, it's fortified. The only place you get vitamin D in food is from those fatty fish that we mentioned when we talked about omega-3s and in egg yolks. So vitamin D, if you're not taking it supplementally or getting it from your doctor in some form or fashion, you need to get it with your dairy products. So in other words, you can get your calcium from plant-based sources and other sources, but you're not getting vitamin D from there, which means you may not be absorbing and utilizing that appropriately. So we really recommend you try to get it from dairy products where the vitamin D is already fortified along with it so that you can absorb it. All right, so 10 diet things, some easier to manage than others, quite obviously. But hopefully you can take some of these home today and consider how you might utilize them to help keep your joints healthy. Thank you guys for having me today.